अनन्तविजयं राजा कुन्तीपुत्रो युधिष्ठिरः नकुलः सहदेवश्च सुघोषमणिपुष्पकौ।
भगवद्गीता 1.16 डिस्क्रिप्शन् आफ् दि फोर्सस् आन् दि पाण्डव सैड् एण्ड् दर् एक्षन्स् कण्टिन्यूस् हियर्. The 14th was described about Pandava and Madhava on their chariot, Mahati Sandane. And 15th was described there blowing the conch shell. And now the 16th was describes how they are, how the others are now following suit. So, Ananta Vijayam Raja, Raja. Yudhishthira Maharaj is not yet a king. He has been dispossessed, but because that dispossession was unfair, because actually he was a king and he had been unfairly dispossessed of the kingdom. So even in the forest, the Pandavas, other Pandavas as well as the sages would usually refer to Yudhishthira as the king. But that was a position which was actually his, it had just been temporarily unfairly taken away from him. So, Yudhishthira, one who is sthira, one who is very strong, steadily situated, Yudhi, in battle. And Ananta Vijayam, and he had a conch which name was named Ananta Vijaya. And he is referred to as Kunti Putra. Now we know that Kunti had, the first three Pandavas are the sons of Kunti. And the remaining two, who are mentioned in the next line, Nakula, Sahadevashya, they were the sons of Madri. So their conscience are described as Sughosha Manipushpakau. Now, Nakula and Sahadeva are said to be twins. They are born through Madri by the twin Ashwini Kumaras, who are also twins. Now, if you see the sequence or the hierarchy of actual competence and skill and martial power, in terms of administrative power, Yudhishthira was the king. But when Duryodhana speaks about the Pandava forces, he doesn't mention Yudhishthira or Nakula Sahadeva at all. He mentions so many other warriors, Hrishikesh, Kitana, Kashi, Rajasya, Viryayan. So many other warriors he mentions, but he doesn't mention them. Yudhishthira's strength was not just his military prowess. He was also a very powerful warrior. But his special strength was his adherence to virtue, known as Dharmaraj. If the Pandavas had all been of today's mindset, then they would never have been able to stay united, because each of them would have focused, would have bragged about their own strength, and their unity would have become fractured. And certainly, if military strength is the, martial strength is the most important thing for Kshatriyas, then either Arjuna or Bhima could have been the top ones, not Yudhishthira. But the Pandavas, they had a shared sense of commitment to each other and to Krishna. And they knew that Yudhishthira was the eldest, but he had also earned the respect of others by his commitment to virtue. So, what actually brings lasting respect is not just one's physical strength or martial skill, it is one's overall character. And because Yudhishthira had that character, so he was respected, he was enthroned as the king, even when his younger brothers were martially more powerful than him. But when the battlefield is going there, And at that time, military strength is to be assessed. Military events are to be described. Then first we have Arjuna and then Bhima blowing their conch shells being described. And then we come to Yudhishthira. And then afterwards it goes on. Nakulasa Devascha. So all of these warriors had their moments of glory in the war. Yudhishthir, he was repeatedly targeted, especially by Drona, who as per Duryodhana's request tried to have Yudhishthir arrested. Duryodhana's plan was that if I can arrest Yudhishthir, then I will challenge him for another gambling match. And when he is defeated, then I will send him off to the forest once again. But Yudhishthir was also quite expert and he had used his time in the forest well to also learn gambling and to become expert in it. So that if at all he was challenged for a gambling duel, he would not be defeated but he would be able to counter it. And Sahadev had taken a vow in the Kuru assembly to kill Shakuni. And that is what he did eventually. And Nakula dealt with one of the formidable sons of Karna. This way they all actually fought fiercely and helped Yudhishthir win the war. Now they are all blowing a conch shell to indicate their support, the cause of Dharma. The Gita giving names, the conscious of the important warriors also indicates that they cherish these possessions. So it was a symbol of their prowess and their martial might, and just as each warrior would have special weapon, one's own personalized weapon, similarly the warriors would have their own conscience. Say for example, for cricketers, each bat is special and sometimes they change bats, and to outsiders all bats may seem just similar, but each bat has its own speciality or whatever suitability. So similarly warriors have their weapons, and similarly they have their paraphernalia also. So one of the paraphernalia items is a conch, and a conch is used to invoke auspiciousness, sound a warning to the opponent, sound a signal of alertness to the one's own party, and in that way invoke people to action. So the conches of the five Pandavas are mentioned by name. And of course Krishna's conch is mentioned. The Gita doesn't mention the conches of anyone else, neither the Kaurava side nor on the Pandava side, except for the conches of the five Pandavas. And now the verse will continue. Now the Gita will continue in the next verse and describe the other warriors who also blew their conches. Thank you.